and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have heard a recent program of ours that highlighted the difficulties experienced by people with disabilities in finding satisfying jobs. The youth in our state can find this challenge even more daunting because in most cases they have never had any job experience of any kind. Our next guest, however, is working with the local business community to alleviate that situation. Sarah Park is a transition specialist at Blythewood High School in Blythewood, South Carolina, part of the Richland II Transition Program. Today she's in our studio. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I'm really happy to be here.
First of all, give us an overview of the transition program and where is it in the Midlands area?
Actually, transition services are a national requirement for students in high school that have individual IEPs through special services. IEP is an individual education plan designed particularly for students who receive special education services. In South Carolina, we provide those services for any student who's over the age of 13, and it encompasses everything that's involved with preparing them for the future, such as independent living, community-based experiences, and post-school training and education, and most importantly, employment.
And being, I guess, a national requirement then, this is available to all the students in South Carolina, the disabled students?
Correct, as long as they receive special education services through the district.
Well, walk us through an example of some of the things that are actually happening in the program right now.
Okay. In Richland II, we serve our students through various ways. One of the things we do, we partner really closely with South Carolina Vocational Rehabilitation, and we do individual assessments on students to see where their strengths and their weaknesses lie in terms of employment skills. We find out what they're interested in, and then we try to match them with work experiences in the community. A lot of our schools have businesses that we run in the school where the students get some learning experiences for a more supported workplace. But then our ultimate goal is to get them out into the community learning those real life skills.
And how do you partner with the local business community?
It's really just a lot of going out, talking to business folks one-on-one, and just kind of making them aware of the program and aware of some of the supports that we can provide for students and just kind of bolstering up that partnership.
Can you give us an example of a successful transition that you've experienced into the real job world?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that this is a larger program that I was going to talk about today if we had time. It's called BOOM, Building Occupational Opportunities in the Midlands. And it actually is a collaboration between three of our school districts in the Midlands and Midlands Technical College, the Building Industry Association, and MEBA, the Midlands Education and Business Association, where our students were selected that were interested in building construction and took courses at Midlands Tech. And then we worked with the Home Builders Association to have the students interviewed, and some of them have been successfully placed in the building industry.
And are you targeting other industries as well?
One of the things we do in transition is really try to find other industries that have a need. I think a lot of times businesses don't know that we have this ready available resource of students who are going to be entering the workforce as capable individuals. So we're always looking for new business partners. In Richland too, we have probably about 60 to 70 business partners that we work with on a smaller scale than BOOM, more of an individual. Maybe they work with one or two of our students at a time, but we're always open for new opportunities. Another area that Richland too we're really looking at is the healthcare industry, and we have recently partnered with Providence Health Northeast to host a Project Search site. Project Search is a national program. We have probably about 10 sites across the state of South Carolina. Our program is hospital-based, where the students are there for instruction in the morning, and then they go out to internships and learn entry-level positions throughout the hospital. And those positions could either translate at the end of that year into employment with the hospital or be things that are transferable to other entry-level positions in other industries.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Sarah Park is a transition specialist at Blythewood High School in Blythewood, South Carolina, part of the Richland 2 Transition Program. We will have a link to her school and to the transition program posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.